Hi again. So many things have conspired to keep me from recording lately. It was enough that I think I lost sight of why I'm doing this. I got really bogged down in, oh, I need to do this and need to do that and need to respond to these messages and need to follow up on that project. But I'm doing this for my pleasure. So that's why when I woke up, starting to feel better, finally, maybe, yay. I decided I'd just touch myself, get some pleasure, and record it, and get pleasure from that, and not think about all the things I feel like I should do. Even the the promises and obligations to myself of, I've made lists of things I want to record and whatnot. But just, I'm awake. I actually have a libido. I want to get off. That was a feeling that disappeared for a few days while I was sick, so let's just touch myself and get off. So I'm playing with my nipples right now while I do this intro talk. Just to tease myself a little. Make sure that I'm dripping wet. Not just thinking about it would be nice to get off, but aching for it. So I've got one nipple between each thumb and middle finger, and rolling them around, giving little pinches right now. I'm lying on my back in my bed. Oh, I'm starting to roll my hips around. See what else I can do with my nipples other than pinch them. Oh yeah, I can tell that that turns me on. It's not painful, it's about as painful as a good pinch, just in a stingy way. Let's reach one hand down and see how that cunt is doing. Oh, yes. Wet as I thought. Probably could have teased myself a little bit longer if I really wanted to get dripping, but this is enough. So I've got my middle finger, part of my labia, dipped just barely inside of me, just to swirl around that wetness and feel. These places that haven't been explored in too long. Well, now that middle finger is all nice and wet with my juices, I'm gonna use it to rub my clit. Right, I do have a free hand. Oh, it's really nice while rubbing my clit at the same time. It's almost like that sting travels through my breasts and down my torso and straight into my clit and meeches and meets and reaches, that's what I was going for. And meets my finger rubbing my clit. Let's try the other. That was weak, you could tell, couldn't you? That's better. I'll do that a couple times more, and then I'll reach for my rabbit. It's time for the rabbit, don't you? Rubbing my clit with a slick finger is nice, but a vibrating toy is much better. That's nice too. I'm not in this to tease myself today. I'm in this to get off. I'm used to getting off. I want to get off. I'm just having a libido. It is really interesting for someone like me to suddenly just be like, nope, I'm sick. I don't have any interest in touching myself. Oh God, I'm so glad it's back though. This is so fucking good. Oh fuck. Oh, that was weak. Much better. It's really hard getting the nipple with the same and the same side as the hand. When I do the crossbody, I can get a nice good smack, but something about this one side, same side. Let's line that up and see if I can. That's a little Oh, but let's focus on my clit here for a bit. Really work this time. In and out of me. Oh, fuck. Oh. All the fun of the G-spot motion is just to have it pushed all the way inside of me. Backed up for a moment, holding the vibrator with my legs closed in inside me, and I'm going back to rubbing and pinching these nipples that I've now made so sensitive. With a long pinch, pulling them out, far, far, pinching, 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 and they're coming off. Okay, back to the toy, back to the vibe. Oh, my legs splayed open. Oh, let's get this focused on my clit. Oh, God. Easy on myself and just stop there. My libido has been dampened from being sick, and I don't want to push myself too hard. And maybe I could come more, but that was good. Good. Oh, that was excellent. And, but yeah, I'm going to stop there, and like I said, I'm gonna do what Voxy wants. What feels right. What feels right. To build myself up for more by not draining myself dry now. So one orgasm. Okay.